Yeah, it was more than difficult. I think if you leave Liverpool, you know, the only way is down, really. It's a difficult place to leave. And I think with Torres and Gerrard playing just behind Torres, he was never going to be replaced. And I understood that, of course. Torres was an absolute fire. The only regret I do have about leaving when I did was the fact that Torres left soon after. And I was looking at the Ngogs, the Voronins playing, and I was thinking, I should be there still and I could be there still. And it was a bit of both. I mean, Rafa, I think, decided maybe it might have been better for me to move on, and a bit of the fact that I was still in the England squad and I wanted to be playing games, and I was worried about my England place as well. So yeah, it was a bit of both, but I do, not that I regret it, but I was finding it frustrating watching Liverpool without Torres, knowing that I could have been there.
What was your relationship like with Rafa? Because there's so many stories about Rafa, and you mentioned about like sort of when he started wearing the leather jacket and stuff that, and got a little bit of stick about that. But what's he like? I mean, I think Liverpool fans remain intrigued by him as a man because there's so many stories about him. I mean, Jermaine Pennant, your teammate there, has recently brought a book out. He didn't seem to particularly have a lot of love for Rafa. But how did you get on with him?
Yeah, no, I loved Rafa. Yeah, I did love him. But I can understand why him and Jermaine didn't get on. I mean, so many stories where I remember putting our boots on one day and Rafa asking Jermaine, did you see the game last night? And obviously it was Champions League semi-final or something. And Pennant was like, what game? And Rafa just blew Rafa's mind, just literally, because Rafa watches everything. And he just couldn't understand how you Champions League semi-final would be on and Jermaine wouldn't even know. And I think it just blew his mind. It was two characters from different worlds. But Pennant did very well at Liverpool. And I think he was one of our best players, certainly in the Champions League final in Athens. Yeah. I thought he played really well. But those characters were, it was hilarious to watch. But my personal, he signed me. There were times, where I wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill me, maybe. But he was fantastic. I think he's a fantastic manager. He'll go down in history as, one of Liverpool's top managers, rightly so, for what he did. But getting a well done out of him was hard.